It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Today I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about Thursday's benefit increase and the Green Party's calls for better education around Matariki and Tikanga Māori in schools.
So let's begin by talking about the benefit increase, which began on Thursday. What was your opinion when this was first announced, and has it changed at all?
Well, obviously, we were really pleased that the government has finally acted on this core recommendation from the Welfare Expert Advisory Group. And having said that, it's going to make a huge difference for people who receive this additional support. But we also know that in and of itself, it's not going to end poverty in this country, partially because it hasn't been inflation adjusted since the Welfare Expert Advisory Group report was published, which was about 3 years ago now.
And this increase has been criticised for being quite small. A lot of activist groups have asked for further increases to be made with urgency. What is the Green Party's position in terms of increasing benefits further? How big should a further increase be?
Well, at the least, the Welfare Expert Advisory Group report, I think, gives a really good and very comprehensive view of this. This amount that it's gone up by increases it by the amount that the Welfare Expert Advisory Group report recommended, but that they recommended 3 years ago. And obviously both costs, living costs, has increased since then. And so we thought it should have been adjusted up to the equivalent in today's dollars rather than in 2018 dollars.
So overall, since the previous election, how do you feel about the government's actions in regards to addressing poverty?
Look, it's making some progress as a result of the various rounds of support since we got into government at the end of 2017. There are some people who are receiving up to 40% more than they were prior to the change of government in 2017. That's obviously a good thing. But we know that it's not keeping up with these rapidly increasing housing costs, and there are other inflationary pressures that are starting to show up as well. And again, there are a number of recommendations that the government still hasn't acted on. So we're continuing to put pressure on the government to implement all of those recommendations and to make sure that the level of support is commensurate with the level of costs in today's society.
Recently as well, the government announced dates for Matariki over the next several years. And with this, the Green Party has asked for Matariki's history and significance to be taught within our education system. Why do you believe this is an important move?
Well, one of the things I've been really pleased at in this government was that we said that New Zealand histories were going to become a compulsory part of the curriculum. And my colleague Tiano Tuiono, who put out that press release about Matariki over the weekend, was saying that actually Matariki should be a part of that learning, because it is significant in terms of the Māori calendar, but therefore ought to be significant to the population at large. And we don't want it to just be, kind of another fireworks display or another public holiday, but something that actually people are aware of its origin and meaning.
So this appears to be part of a wider spread push for our education system to place a greater emphasis on Māori culture as well as the impacts of colonialism. Are these education changes important to the Green Party?
Yes, they are. Very important. I think that it is, we're never going to, in this country, be able to form a coherent and cohesive society without a much better understanding of the histories of the peoples who came here and what was for a very long time an extremely difficult relationship, filled with injustices. I don't think that we're ever really going to be able to move forward as a country until we've got a broad-based understanding of that history.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.